Hi there, and welcome to Voyage. For my goodness, charging along in November, are we not? It's the 19th already. You're listening to Voyage this morning. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock here live from the studio. We stream live at ckuw.ca and archive our shows there too, so you might be listening in other places and other times. Whatever, I hope your day is going well, and thanks for tuning in. As usual today, there will be the usual mix of brand new and somewhat older material. Have a neat historical segment today that will not surprise regular listeners, because every now and then, well, you know who it's going to be, right? But to go through the playlist briefly, I'll just give an idea of what's happening in the next 3 hours, and then I'll go back for more detailed introductions. To start today, a brand new album with iconic master saxophonist, leader, and general all-around good guy, according to his friends. Charles Lloyd has a brand new album out, and I will start my show with that today. Then an album actually from a couple of years ago, but I just recently discovered it myself. It's French soprano saxophonist Emile Parisien. And it is really a wild one, and I'll get back to that in a while, too. Then Canadian pianist Jeremy Ledbetter. Then saxophonist Kevin Sun with also a very out there sort of brand new album. And then my historical segment, which you may have guessed if you listen regularly, is, yes, Miles Davis. I was listening a couple of days ago, I guess it came up somewhere, a version of Wayne Shorter's Footprints. So I went back to the Miles album called Miles Smiles that has Footprints on it in a classic version, and I'll get to talk about that when I get to that point in the program. Following Miles will be Winnipegger by birth, although he now sort of hangs out in the Big Apple, Curtis Noisett on drums, with his latest, is not brand new, but it's his latest album, and I haven't played anything from it for a long time, so I'm going to go back, Curtis, and sort of check it out again. Following that, a set from a fascinating new release by Chick Corea. Now, Chick Corea died a few years ago, but this has just been released now. It's an album called Forever Yours, The Farewell Performance. And it is indeed a performance that was his last, I gather, his last concert, a couple of nights that he had in Florida. And it's a fascinating album. I'll talk quite a bit about that probably when I get there. And I'll end the program with whatever time is left with the Trio of Bloom. And when I get to them, I will introduce them as well. So there you go, a very widely varied program today. But let's get back to the top end here. Charles Lloyd is a saxophonist who has been around for a long time. He plays flutes and other things as well. I've told this story before. When I was in Carmel, California, a number of years ago, and I was talking to the owner of a CD store that I was in at the moment, and he's a personal friend of Charles Lloyd. He's very knowledgeable in the California jazz scene, and Charles is a close friend of his. And the owner of the store came up with the expression that was the first time I'd actually heard it, and I've used it since about other people. He said that Lloyd had already earned his wings, that he was an unbelievable person, an incredible friend who would do anything for anybody who needed his help, and that he was just all around a remarkable individual. Be that as it may, he's been around for a long time, and this latest album is a trio release with Jason Moran on piano and Marvin Sewell on guitar. Now, this album was a result of his having a concert. He has a sort of a home venue, if you will, in Santa Barbara, a concert hall in Santa Barbara, and he was performing a concert there to celebrate his 87th birthday not too long ago. And following the concert, the trio decided that they needed to get some ideas in a different place. So they went to the studio and recorded the album that is now just been released. It's called Figure in Blue. It is an homage to Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, and Zakir Husain. And it's the notes read, the album travels wide expanses of musical terrain from beautiful ballads to raw Delta blues, and includes heartfelt homages to the people that I just mentioned. It's always great to hear Lloyd. He has great ideas, and may he continue celebrating his birthdays in Santa Barbara at his home concert venue for many years to come. Be that as it may, one other thing. It's funny. There's a truism in the world of putting together playlists at concerts and whatnot, musical concerts. And the truism says never start with a ballad. Start with something that's a real ripper that's going to get things going. That rule is broken regularly, and I'm going to break it this morning as well. I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Hinahanta, The Way of Peace. And the second one moves it a bit more up-tempo, and it's called Figure in Blue. It's the title track, Memories of Duke. Here, from Figure in Blue, brand-new album, Charles Lloyd.
Thank you. Thank you.
the great Charles Lloyd there with a couple of tracks from his brand new album, basically recorded to celebrate his 87th birthday. And you wouldn't know that from the quality and the intensity of the music, which is just really prime all the time with Charles Lloyd. The album is called Figure in Blue, and it does play homage to Duke and Billy and Sakir Hussein, folks like that. He's been very active in playing Eastern instruments and in expressing a lot of the spirituality, both I was going to say conventional, but at least basically more common Christian spirituality, but also Eastern religions and spiritual practices show up throughout the course of his music in other releases. A very interesting, complex man who is apparently just a beautiful person as well as a great musician. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, anytime at all at ckuw.ca. Well, I'm coming back now to an album I have sampled a bit before, and it is very different than what you just heard, although it has a saxophone leader. The leader is a French soprano saxophonist, Emile Parisien. He's paired up here with Roberto Negro on piano, and the duo is sort of drawn together because a couple of years ago it marked the centenary of the birth of composer Jorge Ligeti. And Ligeti and his string quartet number one was the sort of inspiration for these two guys who share a love of the work of Ligeti. And they got together to put together an album that was a sort of a thank you, a tribute, all of that sort of thing. And very definitely an avant-garde thank you to Ligeti, who was 100 years, born 100 years before, but I think probably would have been very happy with what he heard here. A very challenging album. And I need to say on a couple of the tracks, including maybe one that I'm going to play today, the intensity grows to the point where it's almost painful. It's just powerful. It just builds and builds. They really lay it all out here and leave nothing in reserve. So here is Emile Parisien and Roberto Negro. The album is called Les Matins Nuits, I should say. And I'm going to play four tracks, but a couple of them are only a couple of minutes long. Allegro Graziano, Meccanico, Alla Marcia Pesante, and Largo. Here are four tracks, several of them quite brief, with Emile Parisien and Roberto Negro.
Thank you.
ends very quietly there, and it's an interesting album, as you may have, as I mentioned at the beginning. That third piece, it just builds and builds and builds. It's incredibly intense. These two guys have played together a lot in Europe, and they shared their love for the Ligeti piece that they were tributing. And a very interesting album. It's called Les Metanuits, with Emile Parisien on soprano and Roberto Negro on piano. And it's brought us to 10:42 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Coming back home, I guess, now, because one way to say that, Jeremy Ledbetter is a pianist from the GTA, I think, at the moment. And his award-winning album from, I guess, last year is a trio album with Ledbetter on piano, great Rich Brown on bass, a favorite of mine, and he has a solo album that I've been sampling recently that is really quite something, and Larnell Lewis on drums. Very neat album here from this trio. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The first one's called Flight, and the second one's called Gravity, which is actually the title track of the album. So from Gravity, here's the Jeremy Ledbetter Trio.